Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm excited that Catherine Caputa is back, too, ladies and gentlemen. Catherine is here. She's the author of You Are a Brand, also The Female Brand. She's a significant veteran of the branding and advertising world. She's the author of Breakthrough Branding, and her book, You Are a Brand, is being relaunched with new chapters, and she's here to talk to us about some of that. Catherine Caputa, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here.
And a longtime member of our Brain Trust, I must make sure
I
mention. And very proud to be able to say that. Catherine, one of the things you've done a great job of over the years is helping us understand about branding ourselves. We as individuals being brands, not just our companies or our products or whatever. And you've got some new information that you'd like to share with us on that.
Well, you know, what's interesting is, you know, a lot of times, you know, even like incredible things that happen to people, let's say like Tiger Woods or Kobe Bryant, you know, who was charged with rape, or Michael Vick, you know, and you think their career is over, but
right. It's
amazing. As I say, Jim, short of murder, you know, you can probably always rebrand yourself.
Well, you know what? I don't even know that that's a barrier. We could probably go back and find some people, but you're right. Is part of that that we're a extremely redeeming society?
Well, I think the United States is. You know, I think
we are. Aren't we?
Yeah, we are. I mean, this is one of the, you know, strengths and maybe a weakness too, but it's really a tremendous strength. We're very forgiving, particularly if somebody takes responsibility and apologizes and then does things differently. You know, look at Bill Clinton, you know, back in the Monica Lewinsky crisis.
I never heard him apologize, though.
Well, not really, but you know what? He did the Clinton Initiative.
He blocked and bridged and moved to the left.
Right, and that's
or the right,
way
took
of
one
doing
step
it.
One way or the other and continued to march.
Right, and he did, you know, the Clinton Initiative, which is, you know, helping people around the world. So he did, you know, he's not sitting around playing golf, you know, and retiring to Florida.
He redeemed himself, didn't he?
So there's always, yes, and I think that today he's very popular. He's a good speaker, you know. A lot of people think he gave the best speech at the Democratic Convention. So you can always redeem yourself. It's taking a little time. Often it's taking responsibility and charting a new course. Or it can be, you know, just charting a new course.
But small business owners don't get themselves into that kind of trouble. So we're so, you know, they're so pure and white and perfect and lovable and huggable. What about, but I
well,
do
it could
think,
be a failure, you know, it could be a failure. I mean, look at somebody like, you know, Steve Jobs, you know, he was ousted as CEO of the company that he started, you know, so he was a failure, quote unquote, and he went off and, you know, got involved with Next, got involved with, you know, the films and Toy Story and that whole thing. And so he redeemed himself, and then, of course, he, you know, was
taken back
at Apple to revive the brand.
This is uniquely American, and I'll tell you why. In Europe, if you fail, not only do you get a scarlet letter, but your children get a scarlet letter.
Right.
And I mean, it's like that. And over here, I mean, I love the story about William Macy, the founder of Macy's department store back in the 19th century. He failed like seven times before he hit on the good combination. For Henry Ford failed four times, went bankrupt,
and
before he hit on his combination at the age of 51. This is something about America that your brand is important. We do like our the personal brands, like you said, with Steve Jobs. But if you get in trouble, you can redeem yourself, can't you?
You certainly can, and I think that's one of the wonderful things. And it's
but
not
you got to keep working.
Yes, but you know, in Asia, I lived in Japan and Tokyo for a while, and the same thing there. If you do something, mm-hmm. you're out, you know,
yeah.
and you can't redeem yourself, and you bring shame to your whole family. And
right. yep.
so it's a very, very different. We're very forgiving, and there's a lot you can do. You can have the gravest failure, but come back, and people will rally around you.
What
you know, if
what,
you,
what is it about being a personal brand that is good and bad for small businesses?
Well, I think that, you know, you have so much competition today, so that mm-hmm. if you are well-known, as well as your business having an image in the marketplace, that you've got a double whammy going on because you stand for something. And, you know, visibility is important for a brand. That's why, mm-hmm. you know, the big brands spend so much money on advertising and PR. So if part of you are a spokesperson for a brand, like you can think of somebody like Richard Branson.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he helps tremendously with the Virgin brand and all
right.
the different businesses they're in.
And he still is.
He's so
he's still
visible. He's still out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's probably always going to be out there. He's a
mm-hmm.
very bold guy. He does a lot of PR.
Yeah.
yeah, very charismatic.
And so the interesting thing for small businesses to me, Catherine, is we work really, really hard to build our personal brand so that our customers will associate my personality, my presence, whatever me as a small business owner I may have. But then when we get ready to sell the business, then we try to dial that back, don't we? So the business
right.
can stand alone.
Right, right, right. But
so,
you've already built it. Look at you know, like somebody like Ralph Lauren. I mean,
right.
he is the brand, and so. You know, he's part of the image of
mm-hmm.
all the products and, you know, clothes and that whole lifestyle that he symbolizes.
So what's your
that's
best advice for small business owners for personal branding?
Well, my advice is build a personal brand in tandem with your business brand. So,
mm-hmm.
and today with social media, and we're going to, I know, get into that in the second half, but there's so many avenues on virtual media
yep.
where you know, a blog, you know, a tweeting, all of these things
mm-hmm.
that you can build meetups and things like that, having a presence in your community, having a presence with your customers. People want to have a personal relationship with a lot of the things that they buy. It's an added thing that can make your brand more powerful.
It's something that people are expecting more and more, I think, today, Catherine, because where we used to seek price and value, those are
right.
now completely expected from everyone. And people are still looking for more. And the differentiator increasingly, folks, is the humans and the values behind the products, behind the company. And that's where the personal branding comes in. We come back, Catherine Computer and I are going to talk about virtual branding. What does that look like? And why is that important to you? Catherine Computer is the author of You Are a Brand. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.